السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين گزشتہ خطبے میں میں نے
Azur says that in last week's sermon I spoke about the great attribute of patience in light of the teachings of the Holy Prophet of Islam, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, in light of his perfect model that he presented, and I also presented certain examples from the companions of the Holy Prophet, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, with reference to this topic of patience. This great attribute of patience, in order to adopt it, the Holy Prophet of Islam, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, advised and counseled his followers and his companions. And most of all, to the greatest extent, the Holy Prophet, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, presented his own perfect model. And this was for that reason, that the teaching of Allah, wasta'inu bis sabri was salat, should be adopted, that seek help with patience and prayer from Allah. And by displaying these great scenes of patience and high levels of endurance, and through prayers, only those people could adopt this. Those people who have full belief and faith in Allah and complete trust in Him. Those people who are established on that belief, that the Almighty Allah, for the sake of our patience and steadfastness, and for the sake of our complete and pure submission to Him, will surely and certainly help us and guide us. So thus, who more than the Holy Prophet of Islam, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, held knowledge of this, or who had more faith or belief in this aspect, then because of that power of Allah that the Holy Prophet had, the companions of the Holy Prophet of Islam, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, they also attained knowledge of this. So thus, they saw these scenes in front of them because of their actions. That is, the help and the succor of Allah, how it descended on various occasions and in various times. In this time, and in this era, the great lover of the Holy Prophet of Islam, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, who more than him had knowledge or know-how of this, or who knew more about the spirit of wasta'inu bis sabri was salat. And the promised Messiah, peace be upon him, this very fact, he tried to infuse it amongst his companions, and he did infuse it amongst them. From various counsels, from various of his writings, and from various of his directives, for the sake of the training of his community, he told his community to adopt this attribute in their lives. So therefore today, the great lover of the Holy Prophet, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, it is his community alone that shows these scenes and these examples of patience and forbearance. And because of this, they ask for help and succor from Allah, and submitting to Allah and prostrating before Him, and only submitting to Him, do they ever present the innermost desires and the state of their heart. And in a practical manner, all of this, the promised Messiah, peace be upon him, displayed this and showed us how this should be done. And that moral training he provided is still being seen today in the community, because the community, even today, this great attribute is still maintaining it amongst themselves. The promised Messiah, peace be upon him, had to pass through every difficulty and every anguish after he made his claim. But despite all of these difficulties that he had to face, he always displayed patience and endurance. But not only did he display this patience himself, but in fact he told his followers that if you are attached to me, then establish those examples that were perfected by the Holy Prophet of Islam, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him. And by following these paths, the companions, peace be upon them, of the Holy Prophet of Islam, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, tried to lead their lives. At this time, I will present before you certain aspects of the life of the promised Messiah, peace be upon him, and certain incidents that occurred in his lifetime. And these show how the promised Messiah, peace be upon him, on different occasions displayed examples of patience. And these are from trivial and small matters to great examples. He also inculcated and advised his followers, and he advised them very firmly that adopt patience. The promised Messiah, peace be upon him, on various occasions was given direct revelation by Almighty Allah. And this indicated that always grab that pinnacle level of patience and endurance in every situation, and whatever the circumstance may be, whatever the situation may be, however abusive or horrible the opponents are, however harm somebody tries to give you, whatever anyone may try to do, or whatever actual hurt that comes upon you, despite all of this, never leave that mantle of patience and steadfastness. And he said that through prayers, keep on asking for help from Allah, and always remain in wait of the help from Allah. The people of God, they always face trials and tribulations from the Almighty Allah. But those men of God, they always endure this for the sake of the Almighty Allah. In Barahine Ahmadiyyat, the book of the promised Messiah, peace be upon him, he has mentioned a certain revelation of his. And the words of this revelation are, Al-fitnatu hahuna fasbir kama sabarul azme. Ala innaha fitnatul minallahi. لِيُحِبُّ حُبٌّ جَمْعًا حُبٌّ مِنَ اللَّهِ الَّذِيزِ أَكْرَمِ أَتَاءٌ غَيْرٌ مُجْزُوسٌ. So here a trial has been mentioned, that there is a trial, so therefore be patient, like those people who were patient. Beware, this trial is from Allah. So therefore it is a trial so that you can love in a way that is perfect love. Love that Lord who is a great and glorious Lord indeed, and who is very high. His blessings never get cut off, and they always continue. They never discontinue. So therefore, even before his claim, even before to taking any bets or taking any initiations at his hand, the patience that was granted to the promised Messiah, peace be upon him, the teachings that were granted to him of the great attribute of patience by Allah, the display of it and the practical manner remained in his life until the end of it. There are many different examples, and as I said, I will present these different examples. Hazrat Sheikh Ali Yaqub Ali Irfani Sahib, may Allah be pleased with him, narrates that on one occasion in 1889, Maulvi Muhammad Hussain Sahib, he wrote a pamphlet which was complete with abuses, and he sent this pamphlet to the Promised Messiah, peace be upon him. And on 27th of July 1889, this is mentioned in Al-Hakam, and this is mentioned in that report, the translation of which is that 30 years ago, when he was able to see the patience and the steadfastness of the Promised Messiah, peace be upon him, when I look back upon that time, then I cannot control the tears flowing down my cheeks. That magazine that was filled with every kind of vile abuse and foul language, despite this, the Promised Messiah showed great resolution and endurance to forbear this. And he said this did not alter his dignity, he maintained his honor, his heart was like a great mountain which resolved all of this. With great dignity and great honor and great grace, he bared and forbade all of this. Nobody could shake his faith a single bit. He said that this was a great example of dignity. He was a person of great grace. No abuse could affect him in any way. It was never that as a reply to any kind of abuse or foul language, his dignity would ever lower or he would ever retaliate with abuse. This would never happen in his life. He continues that this proves this fact, that the revelation of Allah that descended on these words upon him, that فَاسْبِرْ كَمَا صَبَرُ لِلْأَزْمِ مِنَ الرُّسُلِ, that truly this revelation was from the Almighty Allah, and that Allah, he gave him this steadfastness and endurance, which is only given to those people who are prophets of great resolution. And before this, Allah informed him about these trials and tribulations, and said that they would come intensely, and these would have to pass through this. But despite this, this would not shake his firm resolution in any way. Sheikh Yaqub Ali Irfani Sahib, may Allah be pleased with him, further narrates. And he relates an incident where in one gathering, and he says, as far as I remember, this happens, there was a leader, and this leader, perhaps his name was Ambash Muzimdar Babu, that was perhaps the name of this person, he was asking the Promised Messiah, peace be upon him, a question. So this Hindu leader who was asking these questions, was while the Promised Messiah was replying to that Hindu leader, an opponent came and he brought great abuse with him. And against the Promised Messiah, peace be upon him, he used extremely foul and vile language which caused hurt to those people. And because these scenes were happening in front of this person who was narrating, he was putting his hand in front of his mouth. And one part of his turban of that was that person, one part of his turban he would put over his face and over his countenance, and he sometimes put his hand out of his mouth. Because he kept quiet while this person was abusing, he was seeing all of this happen in front of him. And that opponent kept on increasing in this vile and foul abuse. But the Promised Messiah, in reply to this, was so composed, was so patient, it was as if nothing happened. And he was replying to him, he was listening to him as if somebody was saying sweet words to him. And he did not care about this opponent. And the Promised Messiah said that do not say anything at all to this person, let him say what he pleases. But after a long time of this person abusing, he himself went away. That Hindu leader was greatly impressed by this. He said that this is a great miracle that has been shown in terms of moral capabilities by this person. He said that you could have thrown this person out of your house, because this was your house where this was happening. It belonged to the Promised Messiah, peace be upon him, yet you did not throw him out. In fact, somebody could have grabbed his tongue and cut it because of this foul abuse by him. But the Promised Messiah showed great dignity and honor. Sheikh Yaqub Ali Irfani further narrates that in Jalandhar, Mir Abbas Sahib, he was sitting in the presence of the Promised Messiah, peace be upon him, and he was raising various allegations and various objections. Another person was also present in this meeting, and that person narrated this incident to me, that that person said, and he said this, that I saw that Mir Abbas Sahib used to raise various allegations at that time in that gathering, and the Promised Messiah, peace be upon him, with great generosity and a very gentle and soft manner used to reply to this allegation. And as soon as the Promised Messiah, peace be upon him, would adopt this humility within him, and when he did this, the Mir Abbas Sahib would increase in his opposition despite this meekness of the Promised Messiah to the extent that he became very abusive. He left every kind of dignity and honor with him, and he started using all sorts of filthy language. But the Promised Messiah kept on saying, Mir Sahib, come with me, you can stay with me. And if you stay with me, Allah will show you certain miracles. And if you do this, Allah will surely guide you and help you. But Mir Sahib was getting very upset. He was getting very angry and very upset. And he said that, I saw the composure and I saw the great steadfastness of the Promised Messiah, peace be upon him. But I could not tolerate, I could not bear to see the audacity and the anger and the abuse of this person. That on the one hand, this person was doing this, and on the other, this person was giving abuse, and I could not control myself. And I was getting extremely anxious and restless. And I was thinking that perhaps I am not doing something right, perhaps I am wrong, that right here, in my presence, in front of my eyes, he is abusing the Promised Messiah, and I am keeping quiet. I could not control. And I raised a lofty voice, and I shouted. And I said something with great firmity. And because of this, I challenged and confronted Mir Abbas Sahib. As a result of this, Mir Abbas Sahib stood up and went away. So this narrator said, the Promised Messiah, peace be upon him, the endurance and the patience and the forbearance that he showed, I used to say that I felt sorry because of what I did. I regretted what I did. But at the same time, I was grateful and I was happy that I did not show any less respect for the dignity of the Promised Messiah, peace be upon him. But although later on this idea came upon me, that the respect and the honor and the dignity of the Promised Messiah, that should have been greater than my attitude and should have overcome, and I should have remained quiet to maintain his honor and dignity. But on similar occasion, this incident also took place, that when a member of his Jamaat, he retaliated to a certain opponent, and whenever this would happen, the Promised Messiah would show displeasure and discontent, that never reply in this manner to any opponents when once this happened. Hazrat Maulvi Abdul Karim, may Allah be pleased with him, narrates that one day a person of India who was very overly proud of the amount of knowledge that he had, and he thought of his own thinking that he was such a person who had traveled here and there, who had attained so much knowledge, who had so much experience, and he thought that I knew every single matter. This person came to the mosque, and very filthy way, in a very rude way, he objected against the Promised Messiah's claim, and he asked questions in a very displeasing manner. And he said that you are totally false in your claim. He said this right in front of the Promised Messiah in his presence. And he said this, that I have seen many people who make fun of this and who mock this, and many people who are right under my eyes. This was a very bad words that he used. However, regarding the Promised Messiah, peace be upon him, very softly and very kindly, he started replying to this. The Promised Messiah replied to this in a very cordial manner. Whatever it was, prose or poetry, whatever it was, abusive or not, the fact is it did not affect the Promised Messiah in any way. And he never complained about this abuse. He never complained about this at that time when he was saying this right in front of his face. And he never complained about this afterward when he was gone as well. And many times it happened as such that those people who were sitting there, they would get very angry and they could not control themselves, and they said, what is this language that is being happening against the Promised Messiah? And they would talk to each other in a quiet tone. And after the meeting, all of these people expressed the sentiments of great anger, that how could this person do this in front of the Promised Messiah, peace be upon him. But that person, who was the man of God, who was from Allah the Almighty, who was always grateful to the Almighty Allah, he never expressed a single amount of remorse, a single iota of any kind of objection against this person. He never even mentioned that, what has this person said to me? Sheikh Yaqub Ali Irfani, may Allah be pleased with him, that 29th of January 1904, this occurred on this date. And what occurred on this date? That a newspaper on this date was filled with all sorts of filthy language against the Promised Messiah. And the Promised Messiah only replied to this much, that who cares about these abuses? What difference do these abuses make? Remain patient in face of this. Remember, at the time of the Holy Prophet of Islam, those people used to raise all sorts of allegations against him, and they tried to disgrace him. They called him Muzammim, that a person who is worthy of disrespect. But he said, what should I do about this? Allah has called me Muhammad, the praiseworthy. This is what the Holy Prophet said at that time. So the Promised Messiah said, similarly, that Allah has sent me. يَحْمَدُكُ اللَّهُ مِنَ الْأَرْشِ, that from the threshold of the Lord, Allah praises this person. So therefore, this revelation was received. And this revelation was similarly mentioned in the book Barahini Ahmadiyya. Sheikh Yaqub Ali Irfani, may Allah be pleased with him, further narrates that the Promised Messiah, peace be upon him, those attacks that were made upon him were not necessarily always made just directly, because these people used to object against him in various ways. They would oppose him in various ways. They would even make edicts of fatwa, of disbelief. They would even say that they wanted to kill him. They opposed him in every manner. Similarly, people even tried to kill him and to remove him from this world. Not only this, but there was abusive language used in various newspapers and magazines. Filthy and foul words were filled in the pages of certain newspapers. And those letters that were sent to the Promised Messiah, some of them were sent without postage stamps. And that meant that that person who was the recipient of these letters, he had to pay for the amount of that postage, that letter that did not have a postage stamp on it. So certain people would send these letters filled with filthy language and abuse to the Promised Messiah, peace be upon him, and the person who would receive that would have to pay for that postage. This is the means that these people used. So this narrator said that selected person of Allah, he would pay for the amount of the postage of those letters that were sent to him without postage stamps. And he used to pay for this postage out of his own money. And when he received those letters, and when he opened it, then from the very beginning until the end, absolutely filthy and foul and vile language was entailed therein, in these letters and in these papers. But the Promised Messiah, peace be upon him, would remain patient. He would remain quiet and he would pray and he would remove those letters to one side. Maulvi Hussain Ali Bartalvi was very opposed to the Promised Messiah, peace be upon him, in those days. Satya Lutwanmi and these other people as well, they would help them. All of these people would help Maulvi Hussain Badalvi, and they would try to disgrace and defame the Promised Messiah in whatever way they came. But that selected person of Almighty Allah, given the reinsurance, that Inni Mu'inun Man Arada Yahanataka, that whoever will try to defame this person will be defamed and disgraced himself, and whoever tries to help this person will be provided help him as well. And Maulvi Hussain sent a pamphlet full of vile and foul language. The Promised Messiah, peace be upon him, received this pamphlet. And Sheikh Yaqub Ali Irfani narrates that 30 years after this incident, even 30 years after this, when I notice and I remember that patience and that endurance and that steadfastness of the Promised Messiah, that causes tears to flow down my eyes on my cheeks. And he says, when I recall all of this, then I cry profusely because of this, because of that great courage and steadfastness of the Promised Messiah, peace be upon him. There is another incident that an opponent who originated from Sialkot, he once wrote a pamphlet, and this pamphlet was actually sent to the Promised Messiah, peace be upon him, through Muhammad Hussain. The Promised Messiah, peace be upon him, only wrote one sentence in reply. He wrote the sentence and replied and sent that reply to this pamphlet, and that sentence was this. That sentence in that pamphlet, that reply on that one sentence was this. And this reply was actually read out by Maulvi Abdul Karim, may Allah be pleased with him. That reply of the Promised Messiah, peace be upon him, was in kana hadha rajulun sadukun wa in kana kazibun amin. That, O my Allah, if that person who has written this pamphlet, which has been sent to the Promised Messiah, peace be upon him, if that person is a truthful person, then, O my Allah, if that person is surely true, then help that person and dignify and honor that person. But if that person is false, then punish that Allah and put your wrath upon that person. And he did not say anything after this, did the Prophet Messiah. Hazrat Mirza Bashir Ahmed, may Allah be pleased with him, he narrates that Chaudhry Hakim Ali Sahib informed me of this and informed me that a Promised Messiah, peace be upon him, delivered a lecture in the mosque, and a Sikh came when he was delivering the lecture, and he stood right before the Promised Messiah and started expressing all sorts of abusive language to the Promised Messiah and the community. He would not quiet him, he would not stop, but the Promised Messiah continued to endure this and listen to this quietly. And some people were so agitated and uncontrollable that they felt that they could destroy this person and break him into smithereens. When this situation reached its climax and reached its pinnacle, then the Promised Messiah, peace be upon him, said that somebody should take hold of and grab this person in a dignified way and politely and remove him to the authorities, but do not do anything to him and do not say anything to him. Hazrat Mirza Bashir Ahmed, may Allah be pleased with him, further narrates. And he says that Hafiz Roshan Ali Sahib narrated to him that when Minaratul Masih was under construction, then the people of Qadian, they objected against this and they told the authorities this, that the veil, the covering, could not be sanctified or honored properly because of this Minaratul Masih. The honor would be violated by this building. At that time, certain people who raised this complaint, they were also there with him. So a deputy at that time was sent to investigate this whole situation. And after listening to everything, the Promised Messiah said that this Budamal, this officer, whose name was Budamal, he said, ask this person that from an early age until now, has it ever happened that if there was ever any opportunity when I could have benefited him or helped him, that I did not discharge my duty to this effect? That person who was a Hindu, that if there was ever any chance for me to help him, have I never provided him with this duty? I have always done this. Then ask the same question, that has it ever happened that in order to harm me or hurt me, that he ever had any opportunity to do this to me, but he has never grabbed this opportunity and discharged this? Has it ever happened that he has never taken that opportunity to harm me? So the Promised Messiah, peace be upon him, said that whenever there was any possibility to give benefit, it was possible. He said, this happened. So Hafiz Sahib said, that time I was looking at this Hindu person, Budamal, who was before the Promised Messiah, and in great shame, his head was stooped below because of his embarrassment, and the complexion of his face lightened, and he was quietened, he was speechless, he would not say anything in face of this truth, in face of the reality, in face of the fact. When the Promised Messiah, peace be upon him, said, when anybody has even a small amount of honor or dignity, they realize that person was speechless at that time. But in comparison to this, the enemies of today are totally undignified. They are destroyed. They have no decency and they do not have any embarrassment like that person before. Sheikh Yaqub Ali Arifani said, 13th of February 1903, at that time a doctor came from Lucknow. That doctor was actually originally from Baghdad, but he was living in Lucknow for quite some time. And he said that some people have sent us to find out, investigate about this claim of the Promised Messiah, peace be upon him. So he started inquiring and learning and studying about it. And what happened is, when he was asking these questions, there was kind of rudeness in the questions, but the Promised Messiah yet replied to him politely and cordially. And that person who was asking questions rudely is that, you claimed in Arabic, is that nobody can write Arabic in a better or more eloquent way than you. This is the claim that the Promised Messiah. And the Promised Messiah said, yes, Allah has taught me Arabic, and nobody can write more eloquent and better Arabic than me. and that person in a very uncordial and a very disrespectful manner to the Promised Messiah, this man from Baghdad, said very rudely and in a way that was a kind of a mocking way to the Promised Messiah. He said that, "I apologize, but you cannot even say the word kaf in Arabic in a proper way. And you say that nobody can write better Arabic than you, but you, from verbally, cannot even pronounce the word kaf in a proper way." So this narrator, Yaqub Ali Irfani, said, "I was present at that time. And his way of talking was very harmful and very hurtful. We could not control ourselves listening to that. But because of the humility and because of the gentleness of the Prophet Messiah, peace be upon him, Abdul Latif Shahib Sahib was also there. He was also uncontrollable of his passions. And he said, this is only the endurance and steadfastness of the Prophet Messiah." The discussion continued. And what happened is it reached a certain point. And this point, what it reached, that attitude and that way of that person was such that it could not have gone any further. If it had gone any further, it would have caused some kind of fight to break out. But still, the Promised Messiah, he stopped his companions, for example, Abdul Latif Sahib Shaheed. He said to him, and he said to all of them, that listen to this abusive language. This was the example of those prophets of the past. And the Promised Messiah, peace be upon him, said, "I am not offended by this filthy and abusive language. If this Maulvi has showed some anger, I have stopped him from doing this." So then what happened is when this person started attacking the Promised Messiah about not pronouncing the word kaf in Arabic properly, at that time the Promised Messiah, peace be upon him, said, "I am not a person from Lucknow. I cannot speak in the way that the people of Lucknow speak. I am from the Punjab." But this objection was also made against the Prophet Moses, that the Prophet Moses could not explain things properly, he could not utter things properly. And this is also mentioned in the traditions, that the language of the person of the Promised Messiah would have some difficulty in his way of speaking. And he told those people who were gathered there that, "According to my philosophy, if a guest comes before us, then even if he abuses people, even if he reaches a level of abuse, we should still tolerate this because he is not one of us. What right do we have that we should expect from him that same level of dignity and honor that we expect from our followers?" So this is actually something good on their part if they speak politely. The Holy Prophet of Islam, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, that person who comes as a guest has a certain right upon you. And if that guest feels hurt by any way, then that is a kind of sin upon you. So therefore, they used to say to the guests that you should stay here even though they were abusive, because we similarly believe in that Muslim creed, La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. And they have a right to say whatever they want regardless of their understanding of our beliefs or not. Hazrat Mirza Bashir Ahmed, may Allah be pleased with him, said that Mir Shafi Ali Sahib of Delhi, he wrote to me in a correspondence by way of letter that the last time that the Promised Messiah went to Lahore, then at that time I was actually serving Khwaja Sahib, and I used to bring Khwaja Kamaluddin Sahib, who I used to work for, I used to bring the correspondences of the Promised Messiah to him, and there would be some letters to the Promised Messiah which were filled with all sorts of abuse. And as I mentioned, the Promised Messiah used to pay for that postage which had not been paid, which was filled with abuse. There were similarly some kind of letters like this. When these letters came, I used to present it to the Promised Messiah, said this person. And the Promised Messiah, peace be upon him, used to pay me the money for the postage, for these letters that would come without postage. And when I received these letters, what happened is that Khwaja Sahib said, "Do not receive these letters. Do not take these letters." And he replied that, "I actually take these letters on a daily basis. And I take this to the Promised Messiah, but he never stopped me." Khwaja Sahib, with a great passion and great firmity, said, "These letters without postage, with abuse, should not be taken in any way, shape or form." So that person said, "I went to deliver the letters to the Promised Messiah, peace be upon him." And I said, "Khwaja Sahib prevented me from taking those letters that you said. If you say that I can go to the post office and bring those letters for you." The Promised Messiah smiled and he said those letters only contain abuse and filthy language. No name is written upon these letters. Perhaps these people are afraid. If they had written their name or address, we could have advised them and counseled them. Maybe they are worried that we will take him to the court. But actually, our purpose is not to litigate or to go to court. This is not our objective. And after this, he said, I started going, stopping to receive those kind of letters. Mirza Bashir Ahmed, may Allah be pleased with him, said that Rasul Bibi, wife of Hafiz Hamid Ali Sahib, who was a widow, Maulvi Abdurrahman Sahib Jatt, through him, she narrated that Mirza Nizamuddin Sahib, a certain person was selected, and this horrible person was selected for this purpose, that he should go and abuse the promised Messiah and say all sorts of foul things to him. And this person used to appoint certain people for this very purpose, to go and abuse the promised Messiah, peace be upon him. So what happened is that certain times came that a person would spend the whole night standing in front of the promised Messiah and say all sorts of filthy things to him. And then early morning, at the time of dawn or before breakfast, the promised Messiah, peace be upon him, would ask the people of his family to provide food to this person. Because perhaps this person is tired and perhaps his throat has become dry after all this night of abuse against me. And the family members said, why should we give such a bad person anything? But the Prophet Messiah said, remember, if we do something wrong, Allah is watching over us, so therefore we should never do anything wrong. Maulvi Abdul Karim Sahib said, once in a meeting, the Prophet Messiah would never mention about any of his opponents. And if ever he mentioned any of his enemies or opponents, he never said anything in a bad way against any of them. The main thing is he would never mention about his opponents. And if he ever did mention it, he would never say it in a bad way. This is a tremendous proof that in the heart of the promised Messiah was no kind of burning rage. If the promised Messiah had had this burning rage in him, then he would have felt remorseful about this his entire life, but he was not. And he would have kept on mentioning and recalling those enemies and those opponents, but he never was. This proves, and is a tremendous proof, that there was no burning rage in the Prophet Messiah, peace be upon him. But in the name of the Almighty Allah, in a certain writing of his, he says that this way of the people would not actually change the way of the promised Messiah. Those people who abused him would not change the promised Messiah. And those people who witnessed this, they said that such people who had created disorder, who would create disorder at all times, perhaps the promised Messiah would remember about them and would write about such people. But this narrator says this would never happen. Just like a judge or a magistrate who completes his task or his job, after that, he does not care about anything about that person who he has passed a verdict against. So just like a government person or just like a magistrate, he performs his or her duty. And after making a judge or judgment about his decision, he does not care about that task that has gone before him. So similarly, when the promised Messiah, peace be upon him, would ever write about this, he would not write about this always or talk about this always in his meetings, or neither would he ever take it as a personal hurt against him. Just like a magistrate does not care about after he's performed his task. And the promised Messiah, peace be upon him, is writing in just in order to display what the truth is, what the reality is, what the fact is, and to expose the false ways of those people. This was the purpose why he mentioned these opponents, for these reasons alone. This is why he wrote about it in his books. There was no personal vendetta in his writings. In another place, he said, I have controlled my passions, and I have controlled my way and submitted so much that if somebody had abused me through the day and the night, that person would be ashamed and embarrassed, him or herself, and they would be forced and compelled to admit that they have not shaked me in any way. Hazrat Mirza Bashir Ahmad, may Allah be pleased with him, writes that the elderly people of the community and those respected older people and those cousins and relatives of the Prophet Messiah know that these people, because of their materialistic ways, who are enemies of the promised Messiah, this is why they were the opponents. And this is why they were actually the opponents of Islam in a way. And once, in order to harm the promised Messiah, peace be upon him, near one of the mosques called the Masjid Mubarak, there was the home of the promised Messiah. And one alley was blocked, and these people were put under great distress because of this. And this made it difficult for people to go to the mosque and to meet the promised Messiah for his mulaqats. And that small jamaat, that small community, were put under great anguish and difficulty because of this. And in a way, they had become imprisoned because that alleyway was blocked. So after some way of consulting with certain lawyers, this matter was taken to the court, and this went on for quite some time. And alhamdulillah, by the grace of Allah, the promised Messiah, peace be upon him, was victorious in that court case, and that problem was resolved. And that lawyer, that person who was on behalf of the promised Messiah, peace be upon him, he did not take any approval of the promised Messiah, peace be upon him, and he put on another libel, another case against expenses against those opponents who had caused this trouble. And because of this, those people had their estate confiscated. And those people immediately wrote to the promised Messiah, peace be upon him, that despite this animosity we have, that decision is in your favor. And after that, those people wrote a letter that you are our brother. So why do you put this confiscation against us of our estate? So the promised Messiah came to know about this, and he was extremely angry with that lawyer, that I did not give you the permission. Withdraw this case immediately, and reassured those people, those enemies, that all of this was done without my knowledge. I was not even aware of this, so do not worry about this. The second Khalifa of the community says that at the time of the night prayers called Isha, the promised Messiah in a dream was told by Allah the Almighty that there is a great difficulty upon the people, and Allah said to the promised Messiah, peace be upon him, that this estate that was confiscated, this is a great burden upon the people, and because of this, certain relatives are in agitation and distress. And the Prophet Messiah said, after this, for the entire night I was unable to fall asleep. And in the morning, he sent a person and sent this message that there will be no confiscation of this property and no expenses will be taken. Hazrat Mirza Bashir Ahmad, may Allah be pleased with him, he writes in one place that in the early times of the life of the promised Messiah, peace be upon him, or the claim of the promised Messiah, a lot of people, for example Mirza Nizamuddin, etc., raised a lot of difficulties for him, and in particular for the people in Qadian. They were subjected to all kinds of abuse and harm, and people used to incite the sick people, and they also used to inflict a lot of difficulties and a lot of trouble upon the Ahmadis. And anyone who would visit the promised Messiah had to face this kind of difficulty. This injury and this harm was not only verbal, but this also related to physical abuse. If an Ahmadi, out of not remembering, would go for the call of nature in the field which belonged to an opponent, and those people came to know that those people went to relieve themselves or to attend to the call of nature, then the Sikh people would force these Ahmadis that you should go and pick up that call of nature and take this. And many very dignified and honor Ahmadis were beaten by these people for going for this call of nature in the fields. And if an Ahmadi wanted to take something from the ground, then those people were disgraced in this manner. And if they ever replied, or if they ever did anything, then those people would use extremely abusive and filthy language and would physically beat them as well. And these people would come to the promised Messiah, but his reply would always be, show patience in face of this. Listen to these abuses, hear this criticism, but always remain patient. Some people say that just allow us to deal with these people, we will deal with these people. But no, the promised Messiah would always say, show patience. Sayyid Ahmad Noor Hajar Qabli gave an account of his difficulty. He was from Kabul and he was a Pathan. The promised Messiah, peace be upon him, said, if through cordial manners, through harmony, through patience, and through steadfastness, you display all of this, then you should stay here. If you could not bear this, then you should go back to Kabul. And as a result of this teaching, many dignified Ahmadis who were not able to control themselves, they were not able to bear these abuses, but they were, because of these reasons, were able to forbear all sorts of difficulties. But once, an Ahmadi, regarding his house, he wanted to take some earth or take some land from it. So he went to pick up this to build his house. And those Sikh people, they came with a large group and they came with sticks and they physically attacked him in his house. The Ahmadis did not reply or retaliate. But when they started beating the Ahmadis physically and when they started harming him, then certain Ahmadis retaliated in self-defense. So what happened is, this was the first time that the Ahmadis, they came to know, or they learned for the first time, that Ahmadis are not actually afraid of the Ahmadis. They are actually afraid of the Imam, who did not allow them to retaliate. They did not care or are fearful of the enemies at all. And the non-Ahmadis came to know of this for the first time because of this incident. So those people who attacked these Ahmadis, what happened after that is that the police, when they came, they were forced to make a case against them. Then these people ran to the Promised Messiah, peace be upon him, and said, "We have performed a wrong. Please forgive us." The Promised Messiah immediately forgave these people. Hazrat Yaqub Ali Irfani writes in one place that Mir Hussein Shaukat, he started a newspaper in India. And he used to say about himself that he was a great scholar and he was very knowledgeable of Eastern languages. And he would also say like he was a reformer of these languages or a great scholar of this. And in opposition to the Promised Messiah, peace be upon him, he published a newspaper or a side supplement of it, and all sorts of abuse and all sorts of filthy language was entailed therein against the Promised Messiah. This caused great heartache to the members of the Ahmadiyya community. And actually this was affected those people profusely, because this was published in 1902, and the president of a certain group, Sheikh Rashid, who was a very dignified businessman, he approached the Promised Messiah and he said that it is my wish that regarding these objections that are mentioned in these articles, I feel that I should take this to the court. But the Promised Messiah, peace be upon him, said that the court of God is sufficient for us. If somebody does something wrong, then if we go to the court, it will be a sin upon us. This literature was so foul, was so vile, that those people who learned of it, those people who came to know of it, they would say that definitely and certainly we should make a case against these people. Hazrat Mirza Bashir Ahmad, may Allah be pleased with him, writes a certain council, and this council was mentioned by Mufti Muhammad Sadiq, may Allah be pleased with him, that a philosopher in Qadian, he was extremely disrespectful to Maulvi Abdul Karim, and Maulvi Abdul Karim slapped him. And because of this, he started using foul language and filthy and vile words. And some people beat him very harshly because of this. And he started crying. And he was standing there in the middle of the street. And his voice was so lofty that the Promised Messiah, peace be upon him, heard this. So when the Promised Messiah came from the evening, called the Maghrib prayers, he was very discontented. And he started removing around in the mosque, where Maulvi Abdul Karim Sahib was also present. And he said, "To beat someone like this is extremely disliked. This is something extremely wrong that has occurred." Maulvi Sahib explained how the philosopher was very disrespectful. The Promised Messiah, peace be upon him, said, "In any case, it is always undesired and disliked to do this. When the Prophet of Allah is before you, you should have referred it to him." Upon hearing this, Maulvi Sahib started crying himself, and he sought apology from the Promised Messiah. He apologized himself. And that those people who had all had a hand in beating that philosopher, they all went there and started apologizing to the Promised Messiah, and they offered him some milk to drink to try and make him happy. the promised Messiah, peace be upon him, said, "O people, listen, that this is a prophecy of that Lord who has created the entire universe, that he would spread this Jamaat in every single country with rational logic and reason, and he will give it predominance and allow it to overcome upon everyone else. And this will be the only faith that will be respected and remembered, and Allah will bless this abundantly and profusely. And any such person who thinks of destroying it will be destroyed himself, and he will be completely unsuccessful. This triumph will remain until the Day of Judgment." These people say, "What is the harm in it?" Because there is no prophet who has disappeared. So therefore, it was essential and necessary that the promised Messiah, peace be upon him, should also face through this. And the Almighty Allah says this, and he has mentioned this in the Holy Quran, that when a prophet comes, he is mocked at. So people always mock at the person sent as a prophet by Almighty Allah. So that person who comes from Allah, even though he is accompanied by angels. Because the non-Ahmadis say that when Jesus comes, then angels will come with him. Then who will mock at him? So this argument, the knowledge, people with knowledge can know that the coming of Jesus from heaven is a wrong notion. Nobody will actually descend from heaven. All those opponents will all die, and nobody will be able to see Jesus. Even if everybody dies and passes, even the future generations will die, they still will not see Jesus coming down from the heaven. And even the progeny after that, the future generations, even after that, and after that, and after that, they will come, and they will still not see Jesus coming, descending from heaven. And obviously, they will see that the time of the dominance of the Trinity, of the concept of it, has disappeared. But why has the Son of Mary not come? Then, certain people will completely lose the faith. And the third century will not pass when the people of, who are expecting the coming of the Messiah will be disappointed, and they will abandon this, and only one religion and one leader will remain. And the promised Messiah said, "I have just come to sow the seed, and I have sown the seed, and that seed will now flourish, and nobody will retard its growth." And those people who oppose, and those people who raise objections, says Hazur, and some people say that, "How long will you remain patient? How long will you display these scenes of patience?" And those people who apparently show empathy, why are they worried about us? They should take care of themselves. Leave our matter with us. Let them be concerned about their own outcome. The promised Messiah, peace be upon him, has not said that these difficulties and these troubles will only be for a small period of 30 or 40 or 50 years. He did not say that the dominance of Ahmadiyyat will take place in such a short time, but in fact that the third century, it will come. And when that third century comes, it is mentioned in Tazkiratul Shahadatain in 1903 that it will occur in the third century. This was written in 1903, and so 107 years have passed since writing of that book and that prophecy. And today, the Ahmadiyya Muslim community, despite all those difficulties, with patience and with prayer, is passing through all of this, and by the grace of Allah, is now in 198 countries of the world. Alhamdulillah. And every day, this quantity, this amount, this Jamaat is progressing and advancing. And in every part of the world, we see Jamaat Ahmadiyya is established. And it is this success alone that is removing those opponents. This opposition is increasing and is strengthening, and these plans are being made against the Ahmadiyya community. And this is only occurring because they are seeing the Jamaat spreading in all directions. So therefore, that seed that was sown by the promised Messiah, peace be upon him, that is bearing fruit now. Yes, there is the law of nature. It is correct that those branches that bear fruit and bear leaves, sometimes what happens is, it is true that some of these become dry leaves, some dry branches come here and there. And what happens is, normally the person cuts those branches, those dead leaves, And what happens is by cutting that, it does not affect the rest of the tree at all, or its blossoming. So therefore, this lush tree that has been planted by the promised Messiah, that with the water of patience and prayer will continue to bear fruit and continue to strengthen and grow. That person who does not take benefit from this tree, he will be like a dead branch and he will be cut away. So therefore, in this circumstance, when in the face of this opposition against Ahmadiyyat, it is increasing and it's quickening, and the opposition is growing even more. In fact, in African countries where the opposition was less, it is increasing now. Then therefore, these places, with patience and with prayer, every Ahmadi, even more than before, must ask for the help and succor of Almighty Allah. And this lush and increasing tree, and this true tree that is bearing fruit, must be a part of it. May Allah enable all of us to do this.
Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina. من يهد الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله أكبر.